All right, we'll photocopy them for you afterwards, okay? Finish them up. I wanted to discuss today some minyanim from Yom Kippur and some minyanim from Sukkot. So, first of all, I want to start with the Chameshes Inuyim. The Chameshes Inuyim, the five afflictions that we're supposed to engage on Yom Kippur, are as follows. You're not allowed to eat and drink. That's a chi of kars. That's a pasuk in Chumash. The other ones is a subject to a machlekes in Rishonim between the Ran and the Tais Rishonim. The Ran in the Yuma seems to say it's an issa d'oraisa, and the Tais Rishonim say the others are the Rabbanon. What are the others? The others are bathing, tasher shamita, mirror relations, wearing leather shoes, and sicha, anointing oil, which means you're not allowed to use deodorant on Yom Kippur. You have to use a lot beforehand, okay? Because even if it's lahavir zuma, it's usser. Even if you get rid of sweat, it's considered to be usser. Meaning, on Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to use deodorant because it's only usser sikha shel tanuk, of enjoyment. But on Yom Kippur, it's usser afilu lahavir zuma. So, we have this din, halacha l'maisa, and we're supposed to observe the Chamesh Shinuyim, very serious. As I said, even if you assume, like the Ran, that the others are Yisuri D'Yerai, so there's no Chiv Kars. The Kars is only on Achil and Shtia. Okay?
It's Achil, Shtia, Tashmish, Meta, Sifer, Pizza.
And Nilus, a sandal. And not allowed to wear leather shoes. Now, I wanted to mention that now. Now, there are some Rishonim that say that there's an Isser to... basically, we Paskin, it's only leather shoes. Even if it's a cloth shoe, but there's some leather on it, it's Usser. There are some Rishonim that asr any type of shoe, okay? Now, we don't paskin like that, but there is a chumrah, and last few years I've tried to do this, and I don't wear a shoe, I wear like a slipper, okay? What's the svara for that? Because I think the svara is as follows. First of all, there's a Rishonim that asrs all types of shoes, and I wonder if a slipper would be considered a shoe. I don't think so. But what I want to tell you is that most guys will tell you sneakers are more comfortable than Shabbos shoes. And if the whole point is to afflict yourself, you're missing the boat, no? So I think there's good reason, and I think Rosh Hashanah Shlita, I know he does that, I know he did that when I was your age, he didn't wear any shoes. And it makes sense, because if you're supposed to afflict yourself, you're much more comfortable with sneakers than Shabbos shoes, no? I'm not saying you have to do it, but there's good reason for this. And I want to add on another svara that I want to build up a mahalach to you guys, why I think there's good reason for it. Now, what other area in halacha do we have that it's usher to wear new shoes, or usher to wear shoes? Avelus. Well said, Ben. Very good. What else? We don't have it. Harabais. Beis HaMikdash. Tisha B'Av to his rabbi. Beis HaMikdash. So I want to share with you a mahalach from the Alexander Rosh Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. He has a sefer in Chagiga called the Dibur Sariel. Beautiful sefer. It's on Maseches Chagiga, and it's a beautiful mahalach. And I want to use this mahalach to be masbir why I think there's good reason also to aser to aser wearing any shoes on Yom Kippur. Even though I'm saying it's a chumrah, can't have tightness on anyone, but I want you to understand it to be a lamdim. The Gemara says in Chagiga and Avtalah Raman Aleph, someone that's not able to yachol lalos beraglov is potter from Chagiga. It's a Gemara. Any yachol lalos beraglov lasuye mai, amar rava lasuye mefanke. What are mefanke? Mefanke are people that are finicky, that can't walk lamaisa without shoes. People that can't walk without shoes, that are barefoot, are finicky, for whatever reason, and they are potter from the mitzvah of ru'iyah, of appearing in the shloshah regalim. Please get this. Mishum ein adam nichnas lahar abayis b'minolo, dechziv mi bikesh zos miedchem, ramos chatzerai. That's a pasuk in, I think, Yeshaya, or Yirmiyahu. I think it's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. You got it? Ramos chatzerai. You're not allowed to trample my courtyard with shoes. So this is Rashi and Chagiga Dalet Amar Aleph. So Tosos in Chagiga there, Dibra Masko Kisavo and Dalet Amar Beis asks Akasha. He says, Why do you need that pasuk of mi bikei zos miyedchem ramos chatzerai when it says in brachas on daf samach beis umid beis, you're not allowed to go into harabais with shoes because it says shal na'alecha. Where was shal na'alecha? By the sneh, right? Remember Hashem told Moshe, remove your shoes? So Frek Tosis, why do you have to come on to a pasuk in Navi to tell me why you're not allowed to go to what? To harabais with shoes on. We already know from the end of brachas, shal na'alecha. So he says, inachanami, shal na'alecha is the ikr. However, we want it to be written beferish that kisavol leros panai. We want to dig up a pasuk where it says explicitly by re'ia that you can't come with shoes on. And Ramos Chatzera was talking about Aliyah LeRegel. So Yishal Na'alech was talking about the Sneh by Moshe Rabbeinu. You know, there was no Beis HaMikdash at that time. But that pasuk in Yirmiyahu is definitely referring to Lamaisa, the Beis HaMikdash and their Azara. So therefore, we wanted to quote a pasuk that was where there was mamish explicit. Okay? So therefore, comes up Halacha Lamaisa, that Tysus answers his kasha, and he says that we wanted to quote a pasuk that was considered to be more explicit. Okay, fine. Yeah, the pasuk is in Yeshaya Aleph, Perak Aleph in Yeshaya. Okay, that's what Tysus says. Okay, Tysus gives that answer. However, if you look in Yevamos, Kuf Beis Amid Beis, it says in the Mishnah in Yevamos, I'm sorry, the Gemara in Yevamos Kuf Beis Amid Beis quotes a Mishnah in Shkolim, let's get it, that someone who goes into the Beis HaMikdash should not go in with a belt or with an anpalia or with socks on or with the shoes. Why? Because ein nichnasim b'minah. You know you don't go with a money belt because we're afraid people think you're chopping the pushka, the Shkolim. But why don't you go with socks and shoes? Because ein nichnasim b'minah v'sandal azara. So what does Rashi say there? Look at this. Even if it wasn't for the reason we think you're slipping money in your shoes or in your socks. So what is Rashi here saying in Yevamos? Right? Rashi in Yevamos quotes that the din is that the ikar din is that it's based on what? It's based on Ramos Chatzerai. So surely you can ask Tosfos Kasha, why did Rashi need to learn out from Ramos Chatzerai? We're not talking over there Aliyah LeRegel. We're talking about over there what? Stam going into the Azara. No. Wasn't talking about Aliyah LeRegel. That's in Chagigah. The beginning Chagigah, the landscape is the mitzvah of Aliyah LeRegel. But in Yevamos, he's talking about Stam not going into Harabats because of Amar Sayin. So if you're afraid of that, Rashi should have quoted what? Shal Na'alecha. Why is Rashi in Yevamos quoting what? Why is Rashi Yevamos quoting Ramos Chatzerai? So that's the kasha. So the Rishash in Yevamos Kuf Beis and Beis asked this kasha. And he says as follows. He says an amazing pshat. He says, you know why Shal Na'alecha is not quoted? Because Shal Na'alecha tells me the Isra Lagabi what? Shal Na'alecha tells me the Isra Lagabi Harabayis. Ramos Chazerai tells me Azore. There's an added Isser of going in the Azore with the shoes. And since the Bryce in Yevamos was talking about going into the Azore, was talking about going in the Azore, Rashi quoted the pasuk of Ramos Chazerai. You got it? You want me to write? You got it? So Ramos Chazerai, Lamaisa, Ramos Chazerai, according to the way the Rishash wants the time, is Shal Na'alecha is for Harabais. Ramos Chatzerai is for what? Is for Azara. You got me? That's why Rashi quotes. And Ramos Chatzerai, Lamaisa, is not just in Chagigi, the reason why Rashi quoted Ramos Chatzerai because of Postama Chagigi, right? The Post was talking about what? The Post was talking about, you know, Re'iyah. So therefore, comes out very good, halacha lamaisa. It comes out very good because it comes out that the pasuk shal na'alecha, you're not allowed to go to Harabayis, and there's an added iser, halacha lamaisa, you're not allowed to go to Ramos Chatzerai. And it comes out lamaisa, we're talking lamaisa, and here lamaisa is talking about not real, it's talking about stam going into the Azara. If it's talking about stam going into the Azara, so lamaisa, you have what? You have a difficult one. You have a difficult kasha halacha lamaisa. That's what we said. Okay. You have taisis kasha. Don't want kinesa lazara. So why does Rashi have to say lamaisa shal na lecha? Don't tell me it's not talking about Re'i over there, right? It's not talking about Re'i over there. Why Rashi have the Ramos Chatzerai? The teretz is the Ramos Chatzerai is an added issue. You follow me? Harabai shal na lecha. You know harabai. It's more outside. The Azara Bifnim is an issue. The question is, what is the nature of that issue? L'chur of the Azara is Toch Harabayis, no? Shouldn't it be included in that issue? Shal Na'alecha? What was Mischadish new in this new issue of Ramos Chatzera? That's what the Lachsandra Yeshivit, the Dibris Ariya, wants to say. So he says like this. Let's try to think about what the Getter Adin is of wearing shoes in the Bais HaMikdash. What is the Getter Adin? What's the nature of this din? So, if you look in the Chizkuni in Parsha Shmos, on the Parsha of the Sneh, he writes as follows. I quote it: Shal na lechem yarag lecha. The Chizkuni, I bought that for. Remember, I ordered that for the guys who graduated last year. Shal na lechem yarag lecha. Keep amim hu dores b'makom atinofis. What does that mean? Says the Chizkuni. Chizkuni says, even if I don't write it, we got to write it on the board. But the reason why there's an isser is not to dirty the azara with the mud on your shoes. Says the Chizkuni, the reason is, shelo yitanef, you shouldn't dirty. Shelo yitanef et azara, with the mud that's on your shoes. Okay? That's what the Chizkuni writes b'feirush. So says the Sefer Chassidim before him, they're both Rishonim, the Sefer Chassidim, os tough chaf beis, sarich adam la'ayin, should make sure that he doesn't have on his shoes excrement, or it could even be mud when he goes to shul. Number shmur raglecha kasher telek al beis elokim. Lekaksiv shal nalachem yaraglecha. The Chida writes in his beer on the Sefer Chassidim on the bottom of the page in the Bris Oilum. He says smucher from the Sefer Chassidim that the nature of chiyuv shal nalachem is because of the dirtiness. The dirtiness is on your shoes. Correct. So that's the first reason. Okay, so we wrote Chizkuni. We also write the Sefer HaChassidim. They come up with this what? They come up with this new theory. Allah Alamai Shishlo Yitanef Es Azor. You shouldn't what? You shouldn't dirty the Azor. However, if you look in Rabbi Yosef Solan Sefer, the Bir Yosef Al Atayra in Parsha Shmos, he has a completely different reasoning. And I want you to get it. The reasoning runs as follows. He quotes from the Shlo HaKodesh, okay, in his Siddur Shar Shamayim. What is the nature of the bracha? Let's say it outside, then I'll write it on the board. Let's say it outside, but you'll get it. You write it, you can write it in over even before I write it on the board if you want. The bracha of Sha'asa Li Kol Tzarki. The Gemara says when you put your shoes on in the morning, you see that bracha. Why? Says the Shlo HaKodesh, and this is the Bir Yosef's Pshat, the Shlo HaKodesh says there are four types of things in creation. There is what we call Adam, man. There is called the Behema. Okay? Let me see the exact phraseology that he uses. Okay? He says as follows: Adam, Baalei Chayim, animals. Someach, vegetation, and then domain, inanimate objects. These are four different levels in creation. Everything can fit into one of those four categories. Writes the Shlo HaKodesh, when you say the bracha sh'asa li kol tzarki, you are accentuating and praising Hashem that man governs the world. In fact, the whole world was created hayom haras olam. What do you mean, Hayom Haras Olam? The world was created in a Chafei El. What are we saying in Rosh Hashanah for? Because the whole point, as Rashi says, of creation was for man, which was Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, correct? That's what Hayom Haras Olam is. When you say Shasali Kotzarki, the shoes are made of leather, right? The animals have leather. The vegetation they ate, it becomes an inanimate object. It is highlighting that you are in charge. That's why Shasali Kotzarki. That's the Shlo HaKodesh's Hesber in this beautiful bracha. So if that's the case, it could very well be, halacha l'maaseh, it could very well be that if wearing leather shoes shows that a man is sholeid on all the sugi habriya, from domem to somech to balechayim, then it's very, very probable that it is usur to show this and highlight it in the makom hamikdash. You're right, Lashem Arts and Law. Hashem's glory fills the whole world. But it is highlighted in the makom hamikdash. To show in the makom hamikdash that you're the guy that the whole world is created for you is talking a chutzpah. Hashem is the master of the universe. The melech machi amloch ha-kodesh boruch hu. And therefore it is absolutely inappropriate for you to wear shoes in the makom hamikdash. Because Lamaisa, it's not the place to highlight that. You follow me? He's in a beautiful Hesber, no? And therefore, it could be a nafkemina ledinit. Okay? Usr, I'm going to write it like this. Usr is all under two. Usr laharos. Usr laharos. Shlita. Shel Adam. Al Dvorim, you know, Avorim, Shel, you know, Bale Chayim, Vitzomeach, the what else? Vidome. Where? The Makom Mikdash. That is the nature of this sister. And I'll tell you, you know what would be a beautiful nafkamina? I think a beautiful nafkamina would be new shoes, he says. If you hold like the Chizkuni, the Sefer Chassidim, is we're afraid you're going to dirty up the Beis HaMikdash. So if it's new shoes, there's no dirt. Wear them. But if you hold like the second approach, where the problem is much more conceptual, in order to what? That it's us to highlight the Shlita of man on other things, then Lamaisa will be us or even new shoes. You hear the Vort? That's the Vort. Okay? That's the vort we want to suggest. So it could be, if you look in that Agos Makor Chesed and Sef Chassidim, he asks that the Gemara says in Brachas, in the Beis HaKnesses, is mutter to go into new, with shoes. But according to the Sefer Chassidim, it's an issue of Tinuf. Shouldn't it be also even in shuls? So what's the answer? In the Beis HaMikdash, one more machmer. That bedikas, even bedikas from your dirt won't help. Right? It's like if you have a korban that has no moon, but you didn't check it 4 days before, it's still bad. You got to check it 4 days before. In a Beis HaKnesses, though, it's also obviously to go in with the dirty shoes. But if you checked it before, then it should be good. The svara is that the Beis HaMikdash, even though shuls are a mikdash ma'at, halach lamaisa, but the Beis HaMikdash is the Beis HaMikdash. And Shalna Alechem Yarag Lecha is saying Pshat Lamaisa is that it's based, it's much more than that. So that's the Isser that's been added on in the Azar. Remember we said from the Rishash? We said Shalna Alech Harabayis. Ramos Katzer adds a new Isser. What's the Isser? Could be Harabayis Lamaisa. Could be Harabayis. And this is the Chiddush that we want to suggest. Isn't it all inclusive? It's not all inclusive. The Isser of Tinuf Baraglov is shoes he already wore. But new shoes, l'chura, shouldn't be a problem. But a machin is shin in the Azore, it's Ramos Chatzerai. And therefore, it's a what? It's a problem even with new shoes. That's the pshat in the Rishash. That's what this new din shows. Ramos Chatzerai adds an Isra. Isn't the Azor a part, including the Harbites? No, there's a new Isser. Could very well be a lachal amaisa. Maybe one could suggest you could wear maybe the new shoes of the Harbites. No? Maybe you could say that. The Isser's out's what? Tinu Fraglov. New shoes, maybe there's no Isser. But to go in with new shoes to wear to the Azara, that's Ramos Chatzerai. That's this new din that it's Usser to show your what? Show your Shlita that you're in charge. So that Lamaisa might very work out very, very well. And the Bryce and Yavamis that mentions Knisa Lazara because of what? What's it talking about? Even new shoes are Usser. That's Ramos Chatzerai. Rashi and Yavamis quotes the right Pasuk. It's not talking about Aliyah L'Regel. That answers Toysus Kasha. What was Toysus Kasha? Why does Rashi need to what? Learn out from Moskot Seirai? Toysus asking Chagiyya, learn out from Shal Na'alecha. What's the Teretz? The Teretz is Shal Na'alecha only tells me Tinuf, Harabayis. But when it comes to Tam Yazar, that's what Moshe Chatzin said. That's a new din. Halacha Lamaisa. That's a new daf. Shalalach, he could go in with a new shoe. So that Lamaisa comes out, Lamaisa, very beautifully, Halacha Lamaisa, and that comes out to be a tremendous Kiddush. You follow me? So I want to say an extension to that. And that is that maybe one could suggest there's good reason to understand, like the other Rishonim, you can't wear any shoes. Because the bottom line is Yom Kippur is the holiest. Whether you say it's probably, you know, the you could argue maybe it's not the holiest day of the year because Yom Kippur only has 6 aliyahs, Shabbos has 7, right? Okay, v'kihidash mikol hazman, we say Friday night ma'ariv by Shabbos, no? But whatever, it's the day of Yom Nora on Yom Mekadosh. That's when Hashem judges us, so the Gemara Chasim. So it could very well be that there's no greater day that as mamish we have to show that we're subservient to Hashem. So it's really inappropriate to wear any shoes, okay? And even if you hold that the shuls have Kedusha D'Oraisa like the Arayim, the Ramban says Kedusha D'Oraisa like the Rabbanan. The Arayim says the Kedusha D'Oraisa like the Torah, but Lamai is still not the Beis HaMikdash Mamash. But on Yom Kippur, maybe we could suggest that that way. Maybe we could suggest we have this mandate to show Halacha L'maisa that we are what? We are totally kafuf to Hashem. So maybe it's inappropriate to wear any shoes. You understand those who shown well. Now, like I said, we don't paskin like it. We don't paskin like it. And you can still hold like our Shtigl Torah, even though we don't paskin, because the leather's made from animals. If it's made from cloth, usually that doesn't come from animals, no? I don't think so, does it? Maybe it does. If you take a shoe that's made of plastic, whatever, you know, it's not made from any animal, you know, the truth of the matter is leather shoes also is that problem. It's more of a problem showing you have shlita than the animal. Other shoes maybe not, but still, that's the mahalach, that's the mandate. So therefore, there's good reason not to wear any shoe, plus the fact we're pointing out the nekuda about inui. And the truth is, it's more comfortable, maybe it's not inappropriate. So we're giving two svaras why the shita is in the Rishonim, and the Gedol Yisrael of Shekhti Shlita also doesn't wear any shoes, Lamaisa. And I'd say 5-6 years I've been wearing slippers, Lamaisa, hoping they're not shoes. Maybe they are considered to be shoes. I don't know. But Lamaisa, I hope not, but Lamaisa, that's the mahalach I want to say. Okay? Yes, Yosef, go ahead.
Would it change anything that some animals nowadays do have shoes?
Like animals?
Horses have shoes, but uh-huh. They make shoes for dogs and cats so that they can walk around.
Yeah, but I don't think that's the norm. I don't think that's the norm. It's a good catch. I don't think that's the norm. So it's not the norm. It's not a chesed. Okay? So you hear what I'm saying? So this is the mahalach I wanted to say. That's the first mahalach I wanted to say on this. So we should be medayik in it and make sure that we get it properly. I'll be din. Okay. That's the first mahalach. Legabi Yoni Yom Kippur. I want to mention, we should note that if a person has to eat and drink, he has to do the shiurim. Meaning that's pachus mikazayas v'chichilis pras, preferably 4 minutes. I'm sorry, preferably every 9 minutes. You should eat less than a kazayas every 9 minutes. That's a tam-tam. You know a tam-tam cracker? Less than that every 9 minutes. If you can't do 9 minutes, then you have to rely on 4. What about revis? Fluid ounces, usually we assume 3.3. Less than 3.3, hopefully every 9. If you can't do 9, then you can rely on the shita that says 4. What that does is not considered to be one achila. And it's very interesting. There's a whole discussion in the poskim about shaloka derech achila. Let's say a guy would want to take intravenous, and he's not eating through his mouth and drinking through his mouth, but he's getting hydration through intravenous. Would that be okay? So if I'm not mistaken, there's a tshuva, the Shagas Aryeh, where he claims that would be usur. Because again, the Torah usurs it in the formulation of inui. So you're supposed to afflict yourself. So the bottom line is, if you're getting nutrients and hydration, even though it's shaloka derech, but the bottom line is you're not afflicting yourself.
That's when there's no danger to
life. Right, yeah, we're not talking about pikuach nefesh, right? Reb Chaim has that famous thing, though. Oh, they said you're being makel on the isur of eating on Yom Kippur. No, he said I'm being makel on pikuach nefesh. Talking about a guy, Stam wants to do a shtick. Guy wants to do a shtick, right? So what we want to say is that it might even be an issur d'oraisa. That's what I'm saying. Because according to the Shagas Aryeh, since the Torah formulated in a way called inui, so lemaisa, we don't get into the details of regular derech achilin called Torah kuli. You follow? The Torah didn't say lo sochlu. You follow me? The Torah said tanu et nafsho sechem. You follow me? So therefore, and it says v'nichros if you don't do it. So it could very well be, since it formulates in a way of inui, that could asur even shaloka derech achilu. And therefore, a guy who wants to take intravenous to do a shtick would be a problem. Okay? All right, good. So that's the, we did the shilas, the two shilas with the Bikivagar. Also want to note, let's get this, the Tosefis Yom HaKippurim, we should usher in the day of Yom Kippur early and end it late. You guys should make sure when the Zman is, and you should usher in an early end it late. That's a Din D'oraisa. See, Tosefis by Shabbos and Yontif is unclear. The three shitas in the Rambam. Some say that it's D'oraisa by Shabbos and Yontif too. Some say that it's the Rabbanan. Some say it doesn't even exist. That there's no concept of Tosefis Shabbos. Three shitas is what the Rambam holds. Three shitas in the Gedolei Achronim. But the bottom line is that Tosefis Yom Kippurim is definitely D'oraisa. That's a pasuk. The Gemara darshins it in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yudah Manalf and in Yuma Daf Peyalf Manalf. So there's no doubt that there's a concept called Tosefis Yom Kippurim. Now I want you to know, if you do malacha during that time period, you're not chayv karis. That's a beferish adin in the Gemara. Okay, Tosefis Yom Kippurim. If you do a malacha during that time period, you are not chayv karis. But there is a notion in the Torah to start it early. Now, what does start it early mean? So it means as follows. The Lechem Mishnah writes, Magen Mishnah rather writes, Magen Mishnah says it means regarding the Inuyim. It doesn't mean regarding the Isra Malacha. Okay? Does not mean regarding the Isra Malacha. It means only regarding the Inuyim. The five Inuyim have to start early. Okay? Now, the Rav Zatzal thought that was wrong. The Rav said that the Inuyim and the Isra Malacha are inextricably linked. What does that inextricably linked mean? That if you say Tosefis by one, you must say it by the other. So the Rav said that if there's a mitzvah to usher in Yom Kippur early vis-a-vis the Inuyim, there also has to be a din of what Tosefis vis-a-vis what, vis-a-vis this or Malach as well. They are inextricably linked. And I think that you can highlight this. It could be, I think the Rav said this himself, I heard this from a Ron Swag once, Shlita, that if you look in the Rambam, Yad HaZaka, how does he term the halachas of Yom Kippur? He calls them Shvisis Asur. What does Shvisis Asur mean? Abstentions of the tenth. Well, what are abstentions? They manifest themselves in one, two tracks. One, the Inuyim. And what's number two? Eating, one, doing Malacha. So the fact that the Rambam calls Hilchos Yom Kippur, he doesn't call Hilchos Yom Kippur, he calls Hilchos Shvisis Asur, abstentions. So the Rav thought against the Magen Mishnah that the mitzvah of ushering Yom Kippur is by both ushering in the day early vis-a-vis the Inuyim and also vis-a-vis the Malacha. And we say this, and this is what I want to encourage everyone to make sure they do, is to say Tefillah Zaka, written by the Chai Adam. Come to Shul early, for the Kol Nidre, and you say it, you say where you're Moichel, everyone, and you're, say it B'Lev Sholem, you say if you wear a talis, you wear your talis, if you wear a kittel, you wear your kittel, and then you fulfill this din of Tosefis Yom Kippurim, because you makabel Tosefis Yom Kippurim early. That's what one of the things you say in that piece written by the Chai Adam Tefillah Zaka. And Kol Nidre, we know, has to be completed before Shkia. So this is a very important mitzvah. Now I want you to get this both by the beginning and the end. The back, front end and the back end. Whatever it is, walk home from shul, you could get in a few minutes. That's 1 or 2 minutes, you yaitze. But it's an India rice. Walk home from shul. Even if you don't want to matriarch your parents, Lamaisa, you can walk home from shul, Lamaisa. And make sure you fill the mitzvah early. You definitely get in early by saying through the zaka. Late, find out when it is. Don't do any malachah. When Meyer is finished, find out when Seis is. And then you'll be able to fulfill the mitzvah most properly. Okay? It's a very important one, very important mitzvah. And that's what the Ramah says. Now in the Ila, it's interesting. The Rav said the Ila is a ribui tefillah. The definition of Ne'ili, said, is ribui tefillah, adding on a new tefillah. Therefore, he wanted to taina, is there tashlumin for Ne'ilah? Someone missed Ne'ilah. So the Rav thought not that way, because it was unique to the day. It's like Musaf, Avar Zman al Batak Rabbano. In a similar way, he wanted to say there's no tashlumin. However, the Matan Ephraim argues, I think he quotes Supreme Magadan, and says, on Ne'ilah, there is Tashlumin. Absolutely. So the Rav wanted to say, let's say, God forbid, a guy slept through all Yom Kippur, whatever. I don't know, maybe he was ill and then he got better. He said he couldn't just get up and daven Ne'ilah at the end of the day. Because the definition of Ne'ilah is that you've already davened other tefillahs. If that's the only one you're going to daven, it's inappropriate. Now it's inappropriate, you can't say it, he said. That was the Rav Schirish by Ne'il. The definition is you need ribui tefillin. That's what he wanted to tiny. Okay. Also, we should mention, Ronsweig went pointing this out, that you want to bridge Yom Kippur to Sukkot. If you look in the Mechaber says, Mitzvah bol yad chal yach mitzena. Motzi Yom Kippur. He puts it in the beginning. He puts it in Hukos Motzi Yom Kippur. He doesn't put it in the beginning of the Sukkot. It's interesting. Why does he put in Hukos Yom Kippur with Ronsweig was Medai? Because he wanted to show, we go from one mitzvah to the other, mitzvah bol yad chal yach mitzenu, you should try building the sukkah on Motzi Yom Kippur. So I try to take the schach at least out of the garage, or at least one, to say at least I've done something. Okay? Maybe I do one. But Lamaisu, we really what? Lamaisu, we really should do what? We really should do more, but okay, you don't want to wake anyone up. I had a friend of mine that he's yelling at his brother, he was waking me up. So that you can't do. But the very end of the piece, in Simon Tov Reish Chafei, he says, Hamadaktikim maschilim yad b'motzoi yom ekipurim v'asiyas asukah k'relotzis mi-mitzvah al-mitzvah. He says, the Madaktikim start saying on Motzoi Yom Kippur, they start v'asiyas asukah in order to go from one mitzvah to the other. And he says, mitzvah bo yodcha al-yach mitzenu. Okay? Actually, that phrase is in Hilchos Sukkos. The first simon Tov Reish Chafei, and the Rama says mitzvah l'sakan sukkah miyad l'achim yom kippur mitzvah bol yad chal yach mitzvah. So that phrase is in the chosukas, but the notion of medaktaking starting is in. And Rav Ronsweig had a whole mahalach about that. Just say over one line from it, and that is that ultimately the Rav said it says usmachtem lifnei Hashem alokechem shuvas yomim. What's the ultimate level of simcha to be lifnei Hashem? So really on Sukkot, the Rambam discusses a great length in Hilchos Lulav about the rejoicing, Simchas Beis Yosheva, because right after on the heels of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you had full kapara, that's the mamash lefnei Hashem lechem. That's the highest level of simcha. The highest level of simcha is to be lefnei Hashem. Not to necessarily fresh with the steak and the wine. It's to be lefnei Hashem lechem. And that's Lamaitz, the Ramah here in the end of Hilchos Yom Kippur, in the beginning of Hilchos is trying to highlight that there should be what? There should be some type of what? Bridge between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. And we know al Pikabala that we say good kvittel. You know, we say until Hoshana Rabbah, you can say Tasha, and the din is ends really then. You know what good kvittel means? Hashem makes a din, but he implements the judgment through the malachim, which is called good kvittel. That the kvittel, you should get a good kvittel, means a piece of paper, that the implementation should be good. Okay, now let's move to Sukkot. Okay, we know we have a mitzvah. We know we have a mitzvah of the Arba Minim. Okay? Mitzvah Arba Minim is the Raisa, the first day, Halacha L'maisa. And the rest of Sukkot, it is what? It is Midr Rabbanan. Second day actually is a Machlej Yishonim, Halacha L'maisa. First thing I want to point out is that when it comes to the mitzvah of Chinuch, we have a mitzvah to educate our kids. Chanoch L'nar Al Pidarko, there's a mitzvah of Chinuch. Most Rishonim say the mitzvah of chinuch is mitzvah rabbanon. However, there is a Rabbeinu Miyuchas that claims that mitzvah of chinuch is derived from man yitzove. It says by Avraham Avinu man yitzove, that Hashem wanted to be mitzvah down to his legacy, to his daughters. So it could be, according to Rabbeinu Miyuchas, that could be, it is, the mitzvah of chinuch is midiraisa. Most other Rishonim say it's the rabbanon. Now, on the first day of Sukkot, you want to give it to your child, but you want to give it to your child, the Gemara says it's sukkah, and then vav and beis, only after you shook the lulav. Because if you give it to him before you shook it, he can be kona, but he can't be makna. So therefore, how's it going to be yours? So the best bet is to you shake it first, and then you can give it to him. But then isn't it's not yours the rest of sukkah, so you don't have to own it the rest of yours. The second day, though, we said, is a machlej yishonim. So the best bet is you should get him his own set. Don't be cheap. He get him his own set. But what I want to ask you is, when you get him his own set, Lamaisa, can you in fact borrow a set from someone that you could give chinuch and you could mechanech him with? Or must he actually own it on the first day, halacha Lamaisa? In other words, can you fulfill the mitzvah of chinuch with a borrowed lulav for him on the first day, or does he have to actually own it? Meaning to say, we're asking a very focused question, and that is, when you fulfill the mitzvah of chinuch, is it just more of a general mandate to make sure he's holding Arba Minim? Or do I have to fulfill chinuch, I have to make sure he gets in all the details? Namely, The detail being that halacha lemaisa, the detail being that you are fulfilling all the details, you own it. The boy owns it. So this is a beferish machloikis, the Ritva and the Ravan. A very, very explicit machloikis. The Ritva on Daf Gimel Maraf and Sukkah says that there were people that made a mistake and felt you could fulfill the mitzvah of chinuch with a borrowed lulav for him. And the Ritva says they're dead wrong. The Ritva is referring to the Ravan. The Ritva says you must fulfill the mitzvah from Aleph until Tav, b'chol diktuk teha, diktuk teha. In order to fulfill the mitzvah of chinuch, it's going to be done all of these diktuk teha. It's got to be done perfectly to fulfill the mitzvah of chinuch. So what is this machlok is based on between the Ritva and the Ravan? So the Sefer Avnei Shoyim writes beautifully. Sefer Avnei Shoyim is mechadesh that there are two approaches to the mitzvah of chinuch. One approach to the mitzvah of chinuch is to make sure that when he becomes a gadol, he knows how to do all the details. Plain and simple. He shouldn't be like a blind person, God forbid, in the dark room. He doesn't know what's going on. When he becomes a gadol, he's familiar with it. And that's the purpose of chinuch. That's one approach. So lemaisa, the first approach in chinuch is, lemaisa, kedei lahargilo b'mitzvahs. Kedei lahargilo b'mitzvahs. Is in order to what? Get him ready. Mitzvahs. The second approach is that I don't want our little kids to look like goyim. Shalonira ka'akum. They shouldn't look shalonira ka'akum. They shouldn't look like goyim. Okay? And if they don't know how to do, if we have young boys and girls that are not doing any mitzvahs when they're ketanim, it looks like they're goyim. That's the second approach to what chinuch is all about. Now, where do you find such a svara? So there's a Tyson Rosh Hashanah Medaf Chav Chtesim and Alf that writes, is a blind man chayv in mitzvahs or not? Is a blind man chayv in mitzvahs? What do you say? Machloik is tanoim. Chum say all. Rabbi Yudah says he's potter. Most Rishonim paskin like the Chachamim, except Rabbi Yerucham, paskin like Rabbi Yudah. Within Rabbi Yudah, there's a machloik Rabbi Kiveg and the note of Yehudah. When you say that Asum is potter in mitzvahs, is only potter from Essen, but he's chayv and lavin. He can't eat ham, he can't steal. Or do you say, Ben, that what? Like the what? Like the notabuta, the sumas potter completely from Essen and lavin. Yes? Whichever you say, Tosis writes, the chachamim did not want to look, I mean, the chachamim is a corner of Racha, corner of Rebuta, did not want a suma to look like a goy. So, midrabanan, they were machayv in the mitzvahs. The machlokes Rebuta and the chachamim is on a level, dear rice is a suma chayv. You follow me? But Tosis Rosh Hashanah projects this svara that I don't want the suma to look like a goy. So, therefore, the chachamim what? The chachamim are machayv in the mitzvahs. That's what Tosis says in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. And that's the svara. Second approach to chinuch. That we don't want him to look like what? We don't want him to look like a goy. Plain and simple. Shalonira what? Shalonira ka'akum. That's what the Taisis says in Mesechus Rosh Hashanah. This svara, shalonira ka'akum. A beautiful svara, okay? It's on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. Taisis Dir Maskah says it regarding his summa. So you know what Rav Ganak Shlita pointed out? You know what he said? He said, this is a raya brewer, this Tosfos Rabbi Kiveger. How could the Chum impose the Rabbanans on what? On a sumo. Why do we do the Rabbanans? What's the marker why we do the Rabbanans? What's the marker why we do the Rabbanans? Lo Tosur. That's a lav. So it must be that, like Rabbi Kiveger, that he was chayv and lavin, and therefore what? They can mechayv the Rabbanan all mitzvahs. Because you all like no tribunum, so you can mechayv. Now I told Rav Ganek, maybe you could reject, I could ding Zachan and say Rebbe Cholom, Ratzon Chachomim, Ratzon Hashem. The reason why we do the Rabbanan is because it's Ratzon Hashem, not because necessarily Lo Tosser. Rebbe Cholom has like that, and the Kudrus did Resofer. So maybe you could say, even if he was like the Rebbe Yehuda, Pater, and completely in love, still they can impose the Rabbanan because that's Ratzon Hashem. But what emerges from this Tosis is Shalonira Ka'aku. You got me? And therefore he wants to utilize this far out of the show, maybe a new approach. Yeah? A new approach. It's a big, big Tosis. Right in the middle, he has such a svara. Shalonira ka'akum. Okay? The beautiful vort, lamaisa. Okay? So he wants the taina lamaisa that that's considered to be the chiddush. So what emerges is two different approaches to the lumdus of chinuch. Yes? Plug it in. comes out beautifully, says the Mishnah. If you're of the approach of the Ritva holds number one. So you can't what? Lo yotzechinuch be what? Lo yotzechinuch be lulav shulam. Lo yotzechinuch be lulav shulam on the first day. Be lulav shulam. Right? And the Ravan says, what are you talking about? Shol nirakakel. As long as he's doing the generalities, that's enough that you're yotzeh. No problem. That's proof of the machlokes in the Rishonim, what the nature of chinuch is. Plugs in very nicely, no? What is the nature of chinuch? Now, don't get me wrong, the Baralach says if you give him a lemon, and no pun on words, a lemon, you know, like a lemon car, the lemon law, a lemon instead of an eser, you're not yotzeh. That's not just a detail. That's the whole chefs is wrong. You missed the boat. You follow me? That the Baralach says even the Ravan would agree to. But Lamaisa, about these details, that's a fundamental machlekes in the Rishonim. Okay? Could be the Rav Reuven Grozinski, the great Gaon, the Chatzadik the Bracha, who is the son-in-law of Rav Baruch Bir, Rav Shimon Torah Vadas, Chedusha Reuven. He points out, is there any mandate for a katan to learn himself? Is there any mandate for a katan to learn to machanach himself? What do you say? I mean, if it's Kenela Hargilo B'mitzas, then yes. Maybe there's a mandate he should try to learn on his own. But if you hold it, so shalinir ka'akum, lamaisa, whose responsibility is that? Shalinir ka'akum. In other words, you see, I'll tell you where this comes to the fore, and then we'll get to the mahalach. I want to just say it over. There's a taisha shanim in Yuma. There's a mitzvah to mechanach our kids to fast on Yom Kippur. It's a mishnah, pay gimel amud aleph, the mesechus Yuma. If he's a bar mitzvah, you got to do the full day. 12 or 11, you got to do the whole day mechinuch. 9 and 10, half a day. A girl, 12, she got to do the full day. She's a dear Isa. 11 and 10, a full day. 8 and 9, she's got to do a half a day. See, a girl is mechanuch in the shows. So, and I'll read you the Lashon HaMishnah. Lashon HaMishnah in Yuma. And pay beis of an aleph. I said pay gimel. Hatinoikis ein ma'anos on biyom kippurim. Ava mechanchinos on lefnei shnah sign b'shul shi regilim b'mitzvahs. That phrase regilim b'mitzvahs fits in well with the first. But the kash is like this. The Tos Yishonim. You know the Tos Yishonim is on the page in Yuma. You knew that the Tos Yishonim is on the bottom page of Zechus Yuma. You know they say over from the Rav Zatzal. When the Rav came from Europe to Boston. He was going to get the 30s. He was going to say a shir in Yuma. So his father said, you know what? Reblazer Silver is going to be there. He knows every Tosh Yishonim Baal Peh in Yuma. You better prepare good. Reblazer Silver was a great Gaon. Rav in Cincinnati. One of the great Gadol Yisroel. He knew Tosh Yishonim Baal Peh. So he said, you better, he's saying a shir in Yom Kippur in Yuma. He said, you better make sure you know it. So what was the kash of the Tosh Yishonim? Tosh Yishonim says like this. In all of Shas, what did it say? In all of Shas, it says, a katan zochel nevelis, ein bezim etzuvin lafrisho. If you see a katan eating ham, you don't have to stop it. Bezim's not mechuyev to stop it. You follow me? So obviously, you don't have to do chinuch. So what's going on here? Do you have to do chinuch or don't you not have to do chinuch? So there are two terutzim. Chinuch applies to what? To mitzvah's essays. Not to stop a guy from yisur. Right? And Yom Kippur is a mitzvah's essay. Even though you're abstaining from eating, but it's a mitzvah essay of afflicting. That's one answer. Okay? Who says that? Yerayim says that. What's the other answer? Rebbe. Rebbe in the Balei HaTaisa, one of the Balei HaTaisa. You know what he says? He says, Beis Din doesn't have to separate him from Yisurim. But parents do. You follow that? Chinuch is on the father, not on another person. You got me? It's a cotton. You're not going to give malchus. It's a cotton. So what's the fundamental machlokes? I want you to get that down. This is what he bases his two approaches on. According to the Arayan, the answer is chinuch is just on essen. According to the Rebbe, chinuch is for the father, rak la'av. So what do you think it depends upon? So he says like this. The first shita is sholonira ka'akum. You follow me? If I mechanach a kid to shake a lulav, eat matzah, he's proactively doing something. If I mechanach him to abstain from a ham sandwich, does that show he's Jewish? Maybe he's a Gentile that doesn't like ham. You follow me? Maybe it's a Gentile doesn't like ham. So Shalom Nirakaka plugs in well with the Arayim. The Rebbe, the Baal HaTais says, the Rebbe actually says what? Says that chinuch is only for the father, because chinuch, you look for the future. The father has to worry about the future. You can't have Beis and worrying about the future of every little kid in Klal Yisrael. You can't have that. Halacha l'maaseh. You really can't have that at all. So that's, plug that in again. And also you can plug in, there's a famous machlokes Tosfos in the Ramban. Who gets the points at Shemayim? Is it the father? Or is it the what? Is it the kid? Is it Mutal, Chinuch, on the Ben? Or is it the Ramban, or is it on the father? Meaning, is he a Bar Chiyuva? Does the cotton become a Bar Chiyuva or not? According to the Ramban, ain't no Bar Chiyuva. Because really the points of Shemayim go to the father. Ain't no Bar Chiyuva. Okay? According to Tosfos, he is registers of Bar Chiyuva. Machlokes Tosfos Megillah Yudesim is against the Ramban. What's that Machlokes? If you hold it Shaloye Kinerik Akum, we made him a Bar Chiyuva. If it's Kedei La'archilim and Mitzvahs, it's not a Bar Chiyuva. Shalom Nira Ka'akum is going to hold that what? He's a Bar Chiyuva. Allah Lomaisa. Kedei La'archilim and Mitzvahs, Lomaisa is not a Bar Chiyuva. You just want to get him ready. So according to Ruder Grzinski, Lomaisa, only if he's a Bar Chiyuva is there a mandate to what? Only if there is a Bar Chiyuva is there a mandate to should he be Mechanech himself. Reb Reuven Grzinski, the Chiddush Reb Reuven. He wants to tine it. He should mechanech himself. Cotton mechanech atzmo. And the reason being is because he's a Bar Chiyuva. See, a Bar Chiyuva, get going on it. Get going on it. If you're holding like the Rabban, he's not a Bar Chiyuva. It's really on the Av. And the point of Shemayim go to the Av, then what? Well, what's he's not a Bar Chiyuva. He's not a Bar Chiyuva, none whatsoever. So that's what this shayla is based on. The other naftimiyas, but I want to go on to the lulav lamaisa, and therefore comes out pshat lamaisa is that lamaisa we should try to fulfill like the ritva, the medakdik with all the dikdukim of chinuch. Okay, let's move now. The Gemara says, Mishnah says in Chavtesim and Beis Besuki that a lulav ayavesh is possible. And a lulav agazel is possible. Stolen lulav ayavish is possible. Stolen and dry is possible. So the Gemara says, one second. Stolen lulav is possible on the first day, because why? A stolen lulav on the first day of Sukkot is possible because why? Excellent. It's not yours. What about on the second day? So there's a machloikis in the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan says, Mishum, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, it's a problem because mitzvah bo ba'averim. Mitzvah Baba Aveira. Yes? And then Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel argues in the middle of Lamed Amar Aleph. Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel argues, and he says, not that way. He says that Halach Almaisi Yoytzen. Not Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel, Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni in the name of Shmuel. Okay? Upligi Rav Yitzchak Damar Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni Amar Shmuel Oshon Al B'Yom Tavrishon. Let's get the lashon. Mitoch she yotze begozel, yotze nami begozel. Mitoch she yotze b'shol, yotze nami begozel. Mitoch she yotze b'shol, yotze nami begozel. Yes. What's that all about? Since you're yotze with the borrowed one, you're yotze nami with the stolen one. What kind of lashon is that? Just say you're yotze. That's number one. Number one kasha. Number two kasha is, what, he doesn't hold the mitzvah baba aveira? Number two kasha, what's the second sheet they're based on? Number one, what's his lashon? Number two, what about mitzvah baba aveira? Number three, look at the last tais in the Amud, on Lamed Amud Aleph. Says mitoch shiyotze b'shol yotze nami b'gozel. Okay, it doesn't have the word nami. The Gemara has a lashon nami. Says the Tais mitoch shiyotze b'shol yotze b'gozel hacha dafka shu drabanan. Here it's dafka that it's drabanan lo chayish a mitzvah baba aveira. So what does Taisa say? Let's get it down. On a mitzvah in the Rabbonon, do we say the klal of mitzvah above Aver? That's the Shire. That's what Taisa says. According to Rabbi Yochanan Shimon Shimon Yochai, yes, Yontif Sheni, we assume, is the Rabbonon. If it's the Rabbonon, we assume Yontif Sheni is the Rabbonon and the Sheikh. Question is, do you need all the halachas? Does it have to be, is borrowed good? That's a machloshim rishon. But certainly it's the Rabbonon Pashim Shah. Did we pattern it after the first day or not? But the truth of the matter is that, the truth of the matter is that comes out, halacha lamaisa, comes out, I apologize, that they're arguing whether mitzvah baba avera applies to what? Applies to mitzvah midrabanan. Because shaking on yantar sheni is clearly a mitzvah midrabanan. You follow me? So the shaila is, do we apply it? So according to Rabbi Yochanan Shimon Shimon Yochai, we do. Therefore, a stolen lulu yantar sheni is taka posel. According to Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachmani b'shem Shmuel, no. We don't apply mitzvah baba avera to midrabanan. So if Tosus is correct, yes? If Tosus is correct, so the third kash we want to ask is, why didn't the Gemara just say it? This seems like a global machlokas legabe mitzvah baba avera, this apply to mitzvah rabbanon. Why does Gemara only present it locally by a lulav and yantar sheni? Should apply to all mitzvah and rabbanons. Let's say candles, you know, stolen candles for Hanukkah, that's the rabbanon. You know, any mitzvah that's the rabbanon, do we apply the concept of mitzvah baba avera? You know? Why would the Gemara present it only by what? Only by Luluf. So those are the three kashas we want to ask. And number four, a fourth kasha. Who do we paskin like in this machlokes? Let's get it down. So machlokes Rambam Raivin. The Rambam in Pirachas and Hilchos Luluf Halacha Tes says Halacha Lamaisa that on Yontif Sheni it's kosher. Kol elu shamarnu shem psulim ne mumin shibiyarnu ob ne gezel v'gnevim yontav rishon bilvat al yontav sheni im shar yomim yontav sheni in shar yomim halach lamaisa, what's it then? Yontav sheni in shar yomim, it's considered to be kosher. And the Ravid argues. The Ravid says ein akol moidim begezel v'yovish. The Ravid lamaisa argues and says, no, mitzvah baba avera is a problem, and therefore it applies to yontav sheni. So it's clear the Rambam paskin like Shmuel, the yontav sheni is kosher, and the Ravid paskin like Yechon, and that it's possible. Yes? So it's a machlokes Rambam Ravid, and the truth is, it's a machlokes mechaber amal. The mechaber, let's get it down, simin tof resh mem tes sifhei, says, kol elu shamarnu shem psulim ne mumen shibiyarnu, Om ne gezel v'gnevim yontav rishon bilvad, ava b'shar yomim akol kosher. Mechaber paskins that on yontav rishon there is a problem. On yontav rishon a stolen lulav is a problem. On the other days it's kosher. So the mechaber holds like the Rambam, and the Rambam says yesh poslin megozel kol shiva yomim achi no, ava al shol yotzibo. Borrowed one, stolen one is bad. Borrowed one is good. So the Ramah passes like the Ravid. Okay, fine. But the steer is, which is the fourth kash we're asking, is the Magen Avraham in Sifkon Tedvav right there says, Lamaisa, his Masber is the Ramah passes like Shmuel. But there's a Pella. The Magen Avraham doesn't necessarily ask this, but the Machaber in another place, Tafrei Samach Dalat Sif Yud says, the Arava of Oshana Rabbah, you have to make sure it's minig nevim. We don't say a brachan, but if it's stolen, you got a problem. Mitzvah baba avera. Why is that a problem? The Ramachaber paskins a stolen one by a stolen arava is a mitzvah baba avera for a shana rabba. That's against the din. You see, the Ramah writes kol apolso barava shabalu apolso barava zu. But according to Shulchan Aruch, what do we say? We said a stolen one's fine. So why do you turn around and you say now that a stolen one on Oshana Rabbah, a stolen Arava, is a problem? Whatever you say by what? Any psul b'arava, the lulav is posel b'arava. That's what we assume. The Shulchan Aruch says that. So the Shulchan Aruch says, b'arava, the lulav, the shar yamin, is no psul of gazel. So why would you get to Oshana Rabbah, a stolen one, the Mechaber says is a problem? That's a steer in the Mechaber. Okay? That's the fourth kasha we want to ask. Okay? So let's chazer over the kashas. The kashas are, number one, we said What's the machlokes between Rabbi Yochum Shmuel Shmuel Yochai and answer of Shmuel or of Yitzchak Bar Nachman and name of Shmuel whether stolen lulav is kosher on Yom Tov Sheni? Number one. Number two, what the second sheet doesn't hold the mitzvah above veiru. What's going on? Number three, according to Tosis, that the machlokes is do we apply the principle of mitzvah above on the mitzvah of the Rabbanon? Why does the Gemara present it by locally by the lulav? Should apply to all mitzvahs of the Rabbanon. And number four, we have a steer in the Machabra, is stolen Arava a problem or not? So according to the Machabra, the second day onward, it should be fine. Then lo and behold, the Machabra wakes up and says, no, stolen Arava for Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, when you do the beating of it, the Minig Naveen, it's possible. So how do you frame it? So Rav Zhulti and Simon and Aleph and Nichus Rosh Hashanah, it's not until Sukkot, always forget, it always takes me a while always to find it, it's Nichus Rosh Hashanah, Simon and Aleph, says, I'm murdered the Kehezbah. You recall last week before Rosh Hashanah, we learned that Ritva, where the Ritva said, B'Shem Bala Atayz and Daflamin and Sukkot, that we only apply the principle of mitzvah b'avera by mitzvahs that engender what? Ritzui. You remember that? He quoted Bala Atayz and the Ritva thought it was wrong because the Yushami has it by matzah, has it by Sukkot, right? But we only limit mitzvah b'avera according to those Bala Atayz to Ritzui. Yes? One of those was what? Was a lulav. A lulav is Maratz Almayim. A lulav creates an appeasement to Hashem Almayim. Okay? So since it creates an appeasement to Hashem Almayim, it's very unique and special. Hashem, we pray to Hashem that He should give us kapara, that He gives us rain. So the question is like this. I want you to get this. What's the nature of shaking the lulav the second day on? Was it patterned after the first day that it's also ritzui? Or do you say it's a new din called Zechel and Mikdash? Why do we shake the lulav all days? Because in the Mikdash they did it in Yeraisa, all 7 days. Smachim l'fnei Hashem l'kechem shivas yomim. We only do them in Atar, we don't have the base of Mikdash, the first day. But what about the din of shaking the all of Sukkot? Was it patterned after the first day? Or is it a new din? If it's patterned after the first day, then you must have that element of what? You must have that element of Ritzui. If it's not patterned after, it's just Zechel Mikdash, then you don't have that element of Ritzui. So let's plug it in now. You got that Nakuda? That's the crux, that's the kernel of the Chiddush. Plug it in now. What's the Machloikis Amaroi? To Rabbi Yochum Shumar Yochai, actually, Mishum Yochai was a Tana, against Rabbi Yisumar Nachemeni, against the name of Rav Shmuel, right? How can an Amar argue on a Tana? And Rabbi Shumar Yochai probably was Machadish, the principal mitzvah of Avera. He just used a lie, this is it here. You follow me? Rav Shmuel Yochai didn't speak about this issue Luli Yom Tov Sheni. He said the concept of mitzvah b'avera. Rabbi Yochanan the Amora applied it here. That's what Samachlokes Amoraim. You follow me? So Rabbi Yochanan holds mitzvah b'avera applies. Why? Yosef, because the mitzvah of shaking the lulu the rest of the days is patterned after the first day. Since it's patterned after the first day, it has an amal ritzui. So we apply mitzvah b'avera. Comes along Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmani. Yes, comes along Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmani and name Shmuel and says no way. Yom Tov Sheni and onward is a new din. It's Zechel HaMikdash. It's not patterned at all after what? Everyone agrees it's Zechel HaMikdash. The question is, was it patterned at all after the first day? Does it have that element of Ritzui or not? So if you assume that it does not, then you're not going to apply the notion of Mitzvah B'Avera. You follow what I'm saying? That answers the first kasha. That is the conceptual machlokes here, no doubt. Number two it answers, what's the funny lashon mitochsi yotze b'shol yotze nami b'gozel? What's that funny lashon? Just come out and say it. I stole one, it's okay. What's the answer? Because he wants to show that the rest of the shaking the lulav the rest of the days is not patterned after the first day. And how do you show it? What's the indicator? That a borrowed one on the second day on is good. Mitochsi yotze b'shol yotze nami b'gozel. That's an indicator that conceptually it's not patterned after the first day. And there is no element of Ritzui. And if there is no element of Ritzui, therefore what? Therefore we don't apply mitzvah b'avera. That's why he just didn't go right ahead and say it. Gezel is no problem. He wanted to show that it's not patterned after the first day. Mitochsi yotze b'shol is yotze nami b'gozel. The fact that yotze b'shol shows al pidin that it's considered to be a new what? It's considered to be a new mitzvah. It engenders ritzui. And the mele, the mice, so the first day engenders, the second day does not. And the rai is that it's borrowed is good. Now the first sheet will say, borrowed doesn't show me anything. It still could be ritzui, but borrowed is good. Okay, you don't need to require it. But he wanted it. It doesn't mean just because a borrowed one is what? Is good. It shows that it's that it's different in its nature. The second sheet says, no, it shows it's different in its nature. And that's what he's trying to come out by saying, Mitoshi Yotzi, Mishos Yotzi Namadi Gozel. And then answer the third question. What's the third question? Why did the Gemara present the Machloikas only by what? Only by Lulav locally. It should apply to all globally. Any mitzvah of Rabbanah, do you say mitzvah of Avera? What's the answer? The answer is no, this is unique to here. It's unique here because the question is to whether what we apply mitzvah of Avera or not. Well, it depends whether this mitzvah of Rabbanah has reached you or not. It's not saying a global statement, do we apply mitzvah of Avera to mitzvah of Rabbanah? It's not saying that. It's a very local question whether Lulav and Shar Yom is Ritzui. If it is Ritzui, like the first sheet, then you say Mitzvah of Avera. If it is not Ritzui, then you don't. But it's not a global universal machloikus about what? Does Mitzvah of Avera apply to Mitzvah Sminderobon? And this answers the fourth kasha as well. How does it answer the fourth kasha as well? Answer the fourth kasha as well is no steer. Because the Machaber writes, a stolen Lulav in the second day is good, but Arava of Hashanah Rabbah is Ritzui. Of course it's Ritzui. It's Meratz on the Din. Shana Rabbah. There's an element of Ritzui. And there was this element of Ritzui. It's like the first day, Memela stolen one is possible. But Shar Yom has no element of Ritzui. The Arava of Shana Rabbah is bending the view has the element of Ritzui. And therefore what? We apply that principle of Mitzvah Baba Veir. Now just to close, because you guys want to go to the thing, right? So just to close, when you buy an Esrig, make sure it's bumpy. Make sure it's more mahudra if it's a pitum. Make sure the chotim is on the bottom. If it's cut off, as long as there's no hole, it's good, the chotim. The pitum, it's cut off, it's possible. The shashant is still kosher. Shashant is the top part of the pitum. Still kosher. What about a lulav? The best is to buy something where it has wood on the top, according to most poskim, because you know it's not split. What's the best? Out of hadasim, you have to make sure it's meshulis from top to bottom, the same vertex. Right? Make sure you don't get it. And then an arava is like the long willows. If it was by water, it should make a business out of that. Especially our rose made of water, not a tafsuf. You can't do it with the saw at the end. You got to do it with the ones that are smooth. The ones that are saws, it's called a tafsuf. So it's not good, halacha l'maase. Okay, I want to wish everyone a gemar chasim tov, a good gemar shor. Proud of you guys. You have good health and simchus. Okay, good. I want to photocopy this.